So why the states were saying, why the states were saying we should hire Bachir and do Shnoslak Rivi or Rivir Shnoslak here? But here the reason is why by Gdushin and by Gerashin. So he does Baldin is not effective because he does Baldin because we need Eidim Lekima Dovo. So the Mele he does Baldin is not effective because without Eidim, the Gdushin is no Gdushin, nothing is Shnei Eidim. So the Gdushin is not Eidim. Why the states just emphasize the fact that he does Baldin is not effective? You should be Chayim Lachirim, the Gdushin is like Chayim Lachirim. So in order to understand this, we have to go over the Gemara in Gdushin. That's what I have. So then the Gemara says, "My Abba Lo Rav Kano Omar Echish Shulidush. Kanish Bidechod Echish Shulidush. Rav Popo Omar Echish Shulidush. Omer Rav Asher Rav Kane, you say that I'm Kanish Bidechod is Echish Shulidush of why? Because we need a din. Vikim Adovo. My Daitoch. The Alf is Dovo Dovo Bimome. Im Alehalon Ido Asbaldin Kime Idim Dome. Afkan Ido Asbaldin Kime Idim Dome. We learn out, you learn out that two Eidim are required by Gdushin because Dova Dova Mimomein. So if you do learn out from Momein, so you should learn out that just as by Momein, he does Baldin is enough, so by Gdushin should also be enough. And if the Baal and the Isho are both made it, that he was Mikadish the Isho, Beni Levin Atzmo, without Eidim, so it should be a valid Dushin. Because you learn out from Momein. So whatever is true of Momein should be true of Dushin. So why do you say that I'm Kaddish be Dechot? Not only that I'm Kaddish as a Yisho bin Levin Atzmo is in Chesh, but even I'm Kaddish in the presence of Dechot, so in Chesh Dushin. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Hosom Lui Kochayev Lachini, Hoche Kochayev Lachini. So by Momein, so he does Baldin is Kimeidim Dome because he's not Chayv Achim. Mashen Kim by Gdushin is Chayv Achim. Why is Chayv Achim? So Rashi says, because he becomes Oser in her craving, she becomes Asur in his craving. Other Rishayim say we don't have to resort to it because the fact that she becomes Asur Lekul Aome, that in itself is Chayv Achim. Now the question arises, the question arises, so suppose there is a Gdushin, suppose there is a Gdushin that is not Chavlachin. So as far as Rashi's Tam of Chavlachin is concerned, because he becomes Osa in her craving, she becomes Asur in his craving, suppose one is Mikadesh, suppose a Ger is Mikadesh Gers. They have no craving. Kikot Mishinilatom. So then there is no element of Chavlachin. So then, even Mikadesh Beinu Levin Atzmi, if he cares, Mikadesh Egeres, Beinu Levin Atzmi should be Mikadeshes, because we learn out from Momein. And just by Momein we say, does Baldin Kimeid in Dome? Where don't we say, does Baldin Kimeid in Dome? When it's Chavlachin. But if he cares, is Mikadesh Egeres, so there is no element of Chavlachin. And then the other pshat of Chavlachine, because she becomes Asur Laume, so the Rashi says, that's not really Chavlachine. So now, by moment we say that it's not Chavlachine, that it does Baldin is only when it's not Chavlachine. But when it is Chavlachine, then the Baldin is no meaningless. What does it mean, Chavlachine? So the Gemara in Ksuvos. Now let's say, Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. And then he had his son. So if he borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, so Ruvain Sode became Mishube to Shimon. Then Ruvain had a Sode that he sold to Levi. He sold to Levi. Now Shimon wants to collect from Levi, but he has no shtar. He has nothing. But then Reuven comes to Besen and he says, I gave him shtar. If it's a shtar, if I gave him shtar, so Reuven shtar is giving Chosim Shimonim. So Levi Hagodosoy, Levi Hagodas Reuven, that he says that I gave him the shtar. How is it that Shimon is not able to produce the shtar because he lost it. He lost the shtar. Mimele, so Levi Agodosei, so it was a milu b'shtar. Mimele, the sode that he sold to Levi is mishume to Shimon, because Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and at the time he had this sode in his possession, so the Shimon was selling this sode. Then later on, after the alvoy was made and after the shtar was executed, so he sold it to Levi. He sold it to Levi. Now Reuven is made there that Shimon had, that he did lend, that he did borrow from Shimon $1,000. And that he gave him a shtar, but that the shtar was lost. So the Gemara Iksuna says that Shimon cannot collect the sode from Levi. Why? But he does baldin, it's chavlachine. He has no nemones to prejudice the rights of a third party. So memele, so that's an inyan of chavlachine. So why? So over there it's called chavlachine because through Izidoye he's taking away of the rights of Levi, because Levi owns the sade, he bought it, it's his. And through his idoye, he wants to deprive Levi of his sade. So he has no nemones. But no one will say that if Reuven, let's say, was the morekame of a certain sade, and then he's made there that he sold that sade to Shimon. And then a Levi would produce a shtar mekach. A shtar mekach that from Reuven. So Mimele, he will not be able to say it's chavlachine, because he was made there that he sold it to Shimon, because he is not chavlachine. Means when you take away a right of a person, but a person has a right to sell the sode to whomever he wants. So Mimele, you cannot say just because it will turn out to be to the disadvantage of another person because he can buy it from Reuven, since it was already sold to Shimon. So Mimele is chavlachine. Because that's not chavlachine. Chavlachine is only when you take away a certain schus from a third party. So here, why should it be considered chavlachine just because she becomes osa la'oni? That's not chavlachine. I mean, the whole world, all the men in the world have a schus to marry this woman. If he's made it, that she's married to him, so Mimele, he cannot marry her. That's not considered chavlachine. Chavlachine is only when you deprive a certain right. ומסתם בדוח הפירוש מחייב להכין את דינס רק על העלמה בדוס הזו ואין לחומדי שנזכת שו שמחייב את החייב מחייב פירש רך פומים שבו אחר וקיצ'ו ונמצאת בדוס או מחייב את החייב עד כאן מי הוא הקטי קשי מי מחייב את סיכי דמי ישלל ומי שייך לבי דיני משייכים עליהם בדוס או שי every man in the world has his schools to marry her. And Mimele, if she says that she got married to another man, so Mimele, she's not Nemenes because she's Chavlachine. She doesn't owe any obligation to any man in the world that she should keep herself free to become married to any other man. So, mi akatikashe mai mechayvesike de mai islale umai shaycha beidnei mishiachim olamidoso. Oto mi shehide shemo chasodim lechaveri en nemon. ומתחילה למחי רחינה? ומתחילה למחי רחינה? Then he mentions that the חב רחינה of במציא, ואפילו לרב נחמן דומה פרקם את המציא, המדביע מציא לחבירי, לכל החבירי, וכיו יפתיים עם משמדתי וסבלחים לו כשחב רחירי, ואף על פי שיש לחירי לא יהיו בו משום סחוס, שענה האוסו, תהבה כהב כאו סחוס הכל עולה, ונמצא זה כמחי ואחרים, שאויו יסחיס בו בלו ישוס, אבל כאן שאין עודם סחוס עולה, ואין עודם זכה בו למידי איתו, מה יחב לאחרים מכם? And then he says, ואיד אפילו במוקים שחב לאחרים, כל קייצה בזה שירחים ולוחי בעכשיו, Lohem bifoneinu baal kolchon nemene si bamish mechayves biyodoso because biyodo because of a migin. So even if it had been a real mechayv lachine, but since it's biyodo to become mikudeshes, so mimele he should have nemones even if it's chav lachine. So he mentions the Gemara in Bamitzia that a person has nemones. Even to be chav lachine, if it's biyodei to do what he says happened, because since it's biyodei, so it's right, he's telling the truth. Because if it's not true, why should he lie? He can do it just now. So because of that, the Rashba says the pshat mitzvos now. Then the Gemara mentions marzut rev ravade sovet leader of more barisa. פוליק נכסי בעדיי, הדודה, עושה לי כמה רבשי, אומרו לי על שני עדים עומר רחמוני, דיבוי ללמד על מוצא הדרבו, וענן להדרה, או ידיעו לו למקיים מילצה לביסד, עומר לו עברי סד ולשקרה, so מרזות רבדה סובה, the sons of רב מורי בריסיה, so they made a chלוקה in the state of their father, and then, but no one witnessed it, בינו לבין עצמם, they made a certain chלוקה, of the estate. So then they came and they asked Rav Ashi, was the chluke valid or not? What do they want to know? Whether chluke asmomein requires eidim nekimatam. Maybe chluke asmomein is like dush. So I'm kadesh beidecho dechesh like dush, even though it's emes. But the dush is null and void. Maybe momein too. If a chluke is made between yoshim, so if it's not witnessed by eidim, so it's null and void. Even if they are made. So that's the question that they asked Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi told them, Lohiv Usad Lishakre. That means that Momin doesn't require Eidim Likimadomo. If somebody borrows money from another, even though there are no Eidim present, he's still Mechuyev to pay. But without Eidim, so the other person can deny or be a Kifahat. So it's Lohiv Usad Lishakre. But it's not necessary to have Eidim Likimadomo. But Marzutra Ravade Sobe had a sophic. They had a sophic. Maybe Momin also requires Eidim Likim Adovo. Why? Because the Torah says, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Dovo. Bimkayim Dovo Rakosim Taber. So that means that the Eidim are Mikayim, the Kinyan, the Chluke, whatever. So that's why they insulted Aitoch, that every Kinyan in Momin, so requires Eidim Likim Adomo. And without Eidim, so it's null and void. Even though Klap Ishmael is Galie, that it is Emes. So then Rav Ashi told them, no, why not? Because there is Zeres HaKosuf of Ki Uze. So that's the Zeres HaKosuf of Ki Uze, that's made a Mixas Ki Uze. In other words, that if somebody is made a Mixas, he's hired to pay, but there are no Eidim. So it's a raya from this posik, from Kiyuze, that Momin doesn't require Eidim Likim Adomo. So the Rashba says, and that's a big Chiddush in Rashba, the Rashba says that since without the Gzeres HaKosuf of Kiyuze, that I would say that Halvoye and every Kinyan requires Eidim Likim Adomo. And without Eidim, so even if somebody would borrow, let's say, $1,000, but not the presence of Eidim, so he would be mechuyev without the Gzeres HaKosuf of Kiyuze. Because so there's a course of kiwis that tells us that moment doesn't require aidim lekima dovo. Even what the Torah says al pishnai medim yokum dovo, and yokum dovo implies that this validates the thing. It validates the thing. So how can we reconcile the Xerzakosu of Kiyuze, which implies that Momin doesn't require Eidin Likima Dovo, only Livure, and the Xerzakosu of Yokum Dovo, Bin Kaimi Dovo Rakos Mutabeya, that this, the Bureau of Eidin validates that the Kiyen, the answer is, the Xerzakosu of Kiyuze applies only to a case where it's not Chavrachini. But in the case where it is Chavlachine, we don't have a Gzeras HaKosov of Kiyuze. So Mimele, we need Eidim Likimano. So the Rashbos Kiddush is that by moment two, if it is Chavlachine, so in order to be Lochim Lachine, so then we need Eidim Likimano, where it's Chavlachine. So that's why the Torah says Yokum Dovo. But there is Exerzak. And without Exerzakosov of Kiyuze, I would say any Momain requires Eidim Likima Dovo, even if it's not Havlachine. But because of the Exerzakosov of Kiyuze, so we limit the Exerzakosov of Yokum Dovo, that Kima Dovo is required by Momain only to a case of Havlachine. But where it's a case of Havlachine, So then, we really need the Eidim Likima Dovo. So that means, in a case, well, let's say, where Reuven is made that he borrowed from Shimon $1,000, and that he gave him Mishtar, and that is now in the shoes of the Likeach of Levi. So it was became mishubet to that chayiv that he borrowed from Shimon. But where is the shtar? The shtar got lost. So the Gemara says in Ksuves that he's not lemon because he's chavlachine. So there it means that even though it's emes, even though it's klapishmaya, it's emes. So vis-a-vis Levi, who is Chavlachine, there is no Shibut vis-a-vis Levi. There is no Shibut vis-a-vis Levi. Because we need Eidim Likima Dovo. It's not that he cannot collect because he's not Nemon. So Melee we think that he's lying. It's even if Klapishmai is Galie that he is telling the truth. So there is no Shibut Ligabi Levi. Because vis-a-vis a third party to who, to whose detriment it is, so Mimele will require Eidim Likima Dovo. And if not for the Zerzakosov of Kiyuze, then every moment would require Eidim Likima Dovo. Every Eidim Likima Dovo. This is what he says. So Mimele, so he says that since we have Alochus of Dovo Dovo Mimome, now the question arises, Monefshach, how can we have a din of Eidim Likima Dovo by Dovo Shebe'avo when the whole Mokei of Kima Dovo is the Alfuse from Momein, and by Momein we say Lu'ivre Sadal Leishak. So that's the difficulty. So the Rashba says, no, by Momein there is also Eidim of Likima Dovo, and if not, when there's a cause of Kiyuze, then every Momein would, every change of status in Momein would require Eidim Likima Dovo. Every Kinyan, every Chluke would require Eidim Likima Dovo. But there is a Zasakosov of Kiyuze. But vis-a-vis Chavlachine, we have no Zasakosov. So they all require Eidim Likima Dovo. And that's the Pshat of Alpishnai made him Yokum Dovo. When is it Yokum Dovo? Likima Dovo, when it's Chavlachine. So Mimele, since by Kedushin it's Mein Chavlachine, it's not a real Chavlachine. Because the fact that she becomes Asura Laume is not a real Chavlachine. Because no man in the world has his chus in the Isho, that the Isho should maintain herself available so that he could marry. So Mimele, it's not a real Chavachine, but it's mean Chavachine. So Mimele, we learn out that every Kedushin, every Dovah Shebe'avo, since every Dovah Shebe'avo has a semblance of Chavachine, so Mimele, we learn out from a real Chavachine of Mamon. This is what the Rashba says. So Mimele, what is the net result? That Dovah Shebe'avo, every Dovah Shebe'avo requires Eidim L'Kim Adom. Mashein Kei Momei, only when it's Chav L'Achine, it requires Eidim L'Kim Adom. But it's not Chav L'Achine. The Ktseis says something else. He, in Simen Memveis, the Ktseis says something else. He also raises that question. I mean, this Gemara is very difficult. We learn out from Momei that the Dovah Shebe'avo requires Eidim L'Kim Adom, but by Momei itself, there is no requirement of Eidim L'Kim Adom. So how can we learn out by Elvo that it requires Eidim L'Kim Adom? That's the Kashi that bothered the Rashba and bothered the Ktseis. So the Ktseis says something else. The Ktseis says, goes one step further, and he says that Enoch Nami, every moment, even if it's not Chav L'Achine, so requires Eidim L'Kim Adom. But Eidim L'Kim Adom does not mean Dafke Eidim. It means that any chay, any kinyan in Momi that is done in such a way that it so clandestinely, that any kinyan, what does it mean, L'Kim Adom? That any kinyan in Momi that is done so secretly and so clandestinely that it cannot be nisbarer, it's incapable of being nisbarer ever. So then, even though Klap Ishmael is Galia that the Kinyan took place, so it's null and void. But if there hadn't been Aloch Elfito Asbaldin Kimeid in Dome, so then any Kinyan that would be done, Shalo in the presence of Eidim, would be incapable of being Nisbar. But since there is Exerasakos of Kiyuzeh, so Mimele, every Kinyan is capable of being this barrier through the Baldogo's own admission. So Mimele, there is the Kim Adomo. The Aloha of Kim Adomo doesn't mean Dafke, that it has to be done, the Kinyan has to take place in the presence of Tuedi. It means that it has to be done under such circumstances that it will be possible to be verified, to be this barrier. Now, if there hadn't been Exerasakosuf of Kiyuzeh, so then the result would be that a kinyan that is not done in the presence of Eidim, if somebody would make a kinyan agboya or chazoke or mishiche, should not in the presence of Eidim, would be incapable of being misbarek. But since there is aloche fido asbaldin kime Eidim dome, so if Uvein was makne, a sode to Shimon, and Shimon made a kinyan chazoke, so even though Shimon did not make the Kinyan Chazoke in the presence of Eidim, but it's still capable of being Nisbaria. If Ruvei would come to Besdin and say, well, I was makne to him, and I saw that he made a Kinyan Chazoke, or I was makne to him, and he gave me the money. So Kake is nikta b'kesef. So Mimele, even if it's not in the presence of Eidim, even if the Aknoye took place, Beitul Levin Atzmo, not in the presence of Eidim, it still is capable of being Nisbarer through the Biro of Hidoye. Mashein came by Kedushin and by Gerashin. So Hidoye is not a Biro because it's Chav L'Achine. So Memele, it's incapable. So I'm Kaddish B'le Eidim. So it's incapable of being Nisbarer. So Memele, since it's incapable of being Nisbarer, so it's null and void, even though Klap Ishmael it's Galye, that he was Mekadosh. But if Kedushin and Gerashin hadn't been Chav L'Achine, so then Hidoas of the Mekadosh and Mekudeshes would be Mivareh. So Memele, a Kedushin Beinu Levin Atzmo would also be a valid Kedushin, because it would be capable of being Nisbarer. It's similar to what the Rashba says, but there is one difference. According to the Rashba, So only the moment that is Havla Achrine requires in Elikim Adomo. Yeah, and according to the Ksei Sacheshen in Simim and Veis, every moment requires in Elikim Adomo. But in Elikim Adomo doesn't mean Dafke Eidim. Not Dafke Eidim. Eidim Elikim Adomo means that it has to be done in the presence of someone who is capable of being Mevara. So, since by moment there is a sakosov of Kiuze that he does baldin ki meidim dome, so any kinyan that is done benil v'natzmo, not in the presence of Eidim, is also, it can be considered as if it had been done in the presence of Eidim. What's the yichas if it's done in the presence of Eidim? Then it can be nisbare. So if it's not done in the presence of Eidim, it can still be mevare. The baldin can be mevare. Mashenki bakdushin gerashin, if the baldin will come and say, If the woman will come and say, this man was Mekadish me, so he will not be forbidden to marry her sister because it's Chavla Achrine. So mainly it cannot be Nisbare. It cannot be Nisbare. Now the question arises, you'll see that the Ramban Shita is like the Ktzeis. In other words, the Ktzeis, what the Ktzeis says is really implicit in the Ramban Kedush. Now, so according to the Ktzeis, so in other words, Dova Shebe'al Von Momin Hainach, the same thing. We learn how Dova Momin. Just as Momin requires Eidim Mekim Adovo, so Kedushin requires Eidim Mekim Adovo. But by Momin, so we say that even if there are no Eidim, somebody was Makne, saw that another, and there are no Eidim, so it's effective. Why? Because there is Eidim Mekim Adovo. Because even if the Aknoye was done Shaloi in the presence of Eidim, but he does Baldin is Nemon. So the melee is capable of being his barrier, so he does Baldin, that's like Eidim. Mashain came by Gdushin and Gerashin, so the Baldin is not Nemon, so if it's not, the Gdushin is not done in the presence of Eidim, it's incapable of being his barrier. But the question is, there is Aloch of Shavi and Afshech Tichad Yisurei. So if a woman comes and says, Niskadash, so she's not allowed to marry any man. That's midraise. So Memele, even if she says, Niskadashti, Beini Levein Lebein Baile, and there are no Eidim, she should still be Asura. Because true, it requires Eidim Likim Adomo, but it's not Aloha that it requires Eidim Likim Adomo. It requires Birurim Likim Adomo, Nemones Likim Adomo. And this can be nisbare by our own testimony, because Shavya Nafshech Tichad Yisurei. So the answer is, by Momein, so we can say Lechatzoi. Let's say, if Ruven is made in Bezdin, that he lent, that he borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, so then he's Nemon Ligabi himself, but he's not Nemon Ligabi Likuches, because it's Havla Achrine. Mashinkim by Kedushin, You cannot have a chaleis dushin that should be valid ligabi yourself, but not ligabi dal mikul. You don't have any dushin lechatzoi. So mimele, and the whole aloha of shavu nafshech tichad yisurei. If he do aso yisho would be valid, she would be nemon ligabi kulalme, so then every kedushin bein levin atzmo would be capable of being nisbarer through her own nedoy. But Enisho is not nemon ligabi acherim. Enisho is only nemenes ligabi herself, shavin afshater yisure. So mele, that means that if the kedushin took place in her own presence, and that's always the case, so it's not capable of being nisbarer ligabi kulalom. So if it's not capable of being nisbar ligabi kol eilom, so it's not capable, so it's null and void in ligabi herself. In other words, so if a woman will come and say, a certain man was mikadosh me, but there were no eidim presence, so then Bezdin will tell her, you can get married to any man you want. But if a woman will come to Bezdin and say, Reuven was Mekadesh me in the presence of Shimon and Levi, but Shimon and Levi went overseas, and they will probably not come back for the next 10 years. So then will Bezdin tell her, you cannot get married to any person. You cannot get married to any person until Reuven until you get a get from Reuven, the way you say. But if she says Niskadashti Reuven Beni Reuven Atzmoi, so then we cannot say that there is Eidim L'Kima Dovo, because she can be mivaret through her own Idoyim, because Shami Rav Shechter Yisoy. She'll be able to be mivaret only vis-a-vis herself. So that's not considered L'Kima Dovo. By Mome, so there is Mome L'Chatzoi. So Mele, even though when the Baldin is made, so he's only mivare L'Gabe himself, but he's not mivare Ligabe, third party, but there is Momel Chatzoy. And this is, you'll see, I mean, I don't want to spend time, but if you look over the Rambam and the Gemara Daf Samachay, so you'll see that the Rambam says the same thing that exists. Now, so it can be explained, this thesis can be explained. He says, Mirish Lechalik, during the moment the Mahani Udras Baldin Kibaydin, Sani Lechsinik Mokin Udras Baldin. So the Pshat in thesis could be either in accordance with the Shita of the Rashba, or in accordance with the Shita of the Ktesis in Mevez, which I think is the Shita of the Ramban. I don't know, I mean, the Birkas Shmuel discusses that. I mean, and they all mention the Ktesis, and they all mention the Rashba, but I didn't see that anyone should say that what the Ktzei says is really implicit in the Ramban. I can't go over it, but you look up the Chiddush Ramban and Dushin and then Gemara, you will see that the Ramban really says the same thing. So we can explain that the Yish L'Chalek, that the first thing we said, two hours, that first of all, that the Malim and the Rameyah require Mikimatam. The second aloha is that the Yish said at first, that Shtamatone Alibede Reblezer is not valid if he doesn't have any Misire, even though it is a Dechsini. Then Teisve says, Mirish Lechalek. In other words, that in the second Loshin, Teisve accepts the first Aloha, but the second Aloha not. In other words, that Alibede Reblezer, that Edim Misire Karasi, so Edim Misire validates the shtar as a shtar kinyan, but by shtar matone, Reb Lezer will be made that if there is a nechsime, so it becomes a valid shtar kinyan. Why? Because there are two questions that have to be considered. One is the question of lekimadom, and one is the by get. There are two questions that have to be considered. One is the question of lekimadom. The other is the question of Ashwish Torah. So in the first lotion of Teisve said that being in regard to the question of Ashwish Torah and being in regard to the question of the Kimadovo, we need a Riyah. So in order that the Gdushin should be valid from the point of view of the Kimadovo, so what validates the Gdushin or the Gereshin under the law of the Kimadovo? Only the Riyah Seidim, not the Pior of Eidim. So Memele, even according to the Meir, if there are no Eidim Sire, so true, we have a good star, we have a valid star, everything. But we need Riyah Seidim in order to validate the Kedushin under the law of Likimata. And then he says, and Shtamatone too, in the first Loshon he says, Shtamatone too, where the question is Lashmi Shtore, so Teisve's shit in the first question is that what validates the Shtar? Is a Shtar, is a valid Shtar, Kinyan, so it's the Rie of the Enimisire, not the Biru of the Enimisire. So the Mele Yidari Dechsime, without the Enimisire, true as far as the Biru is concerned, so it's an Ansari. Then Teisve is also made it. But as far as the Kinyan is concerned, so the Riyah of the Eidim Misire has to validate the Shtar as a Shtar Kinyan. So the Mele, if there are no Eidim Misire, so through the Eidim Misire, it's an Ansade. There is a Biru that there was a Misire. But in order to become a Chefetz of Shtar, there must be the Riyah of the Nimsire. And where you don't have a Nimsire, they the Chesime are not a Riyah on the Nimsire, they the Chesime are only a Birur on the Nimsire. That is not enough to validate the Shtar and the Shtaki. The second Moshe says, in regard to the question of Indor Shebel Pors Mishnayim, so the second Loshen agrees with the first Loshen, that in order to be valid under the law of the Kim Adovor, it is the Riyaseidim that validates the Kedushin, the Gereshin, the Kim Adovor. But just the Biro is not enough. But in regard to the Lashvi Shtore question, so he says, that let's say according to the Kseis Pshat, which is really the Shita of the Ramban, I think. So the Meili says, in Shtamatone, where there is no Eidim, in Shtamatone, where there is no Eidim, Rikyum Adovo, in Shtamatone, where Idoaz Baldin is effective. So the Meili, according to the Rashbo, Kolin Rashbo is better. So, in Shtamatone, when Eidim Rikim Adovo is not required, because it's not Havlachine, so there is no requirement of Eidim Rikim Adovo, so we don't need any Rias Eidim. All we need is the Livrure. So, Memele, so the Lashvi Shtore. So, Lashvi Shtore, it becomes validated as a Shtakiyan, the Shtamatone becomes validated as a Shtakiyan through the Inibiru of the Misire. So mainly Yivdar Yidechsime, so there is Inibiru. And according to the Kseis Pshat, we can also say that sins by Momein, so Idoaz Baldin is Kimeim Dome. So Mimele, that means, and we don't need Dafke that it should be verified and Nisbareya through a Biro of Eidim. It can be Nisbareya through a Biro of Idoaz Baldin too. So Mimele, it becomes a Hefze of Ishtar Kiyen by virtue of the fact that through the Idechsime it's an Ansade that there was Misire. So mainly the Misira has a Nibiru. And in order to validate the Shtakiyan, we don't need a Nibiru. The first Loshen holds that in order to validate the Shtakiyan, we also need a Nibiru. But the second Loshen holds that in order to validate the Shtakiyan, we don't need a Nibiru. A Nibiru is enough. So mainly through the Idechsime, it's an unsad that there was a Misira. So we have a Nibiru. So the Misira is Nisbaria. Ken is Nisbaria. If it's Nisbaria, it becomes a valid Shtakiyan. Masha'inkin ligabiget. So there we have a requirement of Likim Ador. We have a requirement of Likim Ador. So Mimele, since we have a requirement of Likim Ador, and Likim Ador requires not just the Nibiru and the obligation, but a degree of the Gereshin. So even though it's an ansadeh, there was a misire, there was a Gereshin, but the Idechsime are not a degree. Alright, we'll leave it here. Now, next time, we'll go over all the tasters in Yitnan in case we move over, because I was reminded that we skipped before the Pchine, we did not go over these tasters in Yitnan in case we move over. So we'll go over all the tasters up to the next week of Amir. Thing that we discussed was the mediation of quality cases. Now, so I mentioned the Gemara in Kedushin and the difficulty in Gemara Kedushin, and the difficulty consists, what if we learn out alcohol from Momen, so it has to be analogous to Momen. And by Momen, there is no aloha of Eidim Likim Adovo. So how do we get the aloha of Likim Adovo by Yahweh? So, there are two terutzim. One teretz is given by the Rashbo in Kedushin, And the other teretz is given by the Ktzisachrishin in similar ways. And what the Ktzisachrishin says appears to me to be the sheet of the Rambanim. Now, the teretz of the Rashbo is the Tinoch Lamed. By moment itself, if there hadn't been Ktzisachrishin of Kiyuse, then I would say that all Chiyuvim require Yidim Adon. And then I would say that if there wouldn't be any chiyuv, if not for the exercise of kosov of kiyuze. Now that we have the exercise of kiyuze, so mommy does not require any lekim adovo. If somebody borrows money from another, even if there are no edim, so he's still mechuyev. He only has to prove it. Bezdin will not be given for him if Bezdin doesn't know. But if Bezdin will find out that his claim is true, so then Bezdin will be given even though it was not witnessed by him. But the Torah still says, so there is one category of moment that requires Edin Lekim Adon, and that is Chavlachim. So Chavlachim. So in other words, if Reuven borrowed money from Shimon and he had his son, and then he gave him ishtar. So he should be able to be given from the Chosim Shibodim. But if there is no edim, so then he will not be able to be given from the Chosim Shimon, if there wouldn't be any. So because the Gzal Sakosov of Kiyuze does not apply to a case of Chavlachim. So that means vis-a-vis a third party, if there is no Eidim, so it's not Mechuyev. So there is no Shibut. If there is no Eidim, so then there is no Shibut under the Chosim. There is no Shibut under the Chosim. Only if there is Eidim. Now, So Mimele, when we learn out Dova Dova Mimomein, so Dova Shebeavo Dushin Gitin is not a real Chavlachine, but it's Kein Chavlachine. It has a semblance of Chavlachine. It's not a real Chavlachine, because what is a real Chavlachine when you take away a certain schus, certain rights of a third party? Mashayim came by Dova Shebeavo, you don't take away anything. She becomes Oser al Kula Alme, but Kula Alme have no schus to be able to get married to her, but it's Kein Chavlachine. So the Mele, since it has a semblance of Chavlachine, so Dova Shebeavo is deduced from Momen that is Mamish Chavlachine. So Mele, just as moment that is Chavla Achine requires Eidin Lekim Adon, so every Dova Shebeavo, which is not a real Chavla Achine, but just Kein Chavla Achine, it has just a semblance of Chavla Achine, requires Eidin Lekim Adon. So Mele, that's the Rashbos. So we can explain the Teisves in accordance with the Shittah of the Rashbo. Miu Yish Lechalik, because first Teisves said two Alochas. First of all, that Eidim Misira required Eidim Malim the Rameya because of Eidim Shebeal Pas Mishnayim Lekim Adobo, and then he said that Eidim the Rablezer Eidim Shtamatone, if there are no Eidim Misira, just in Yechsime, it's not valid. Then he says no, that Shtamatone that has in Yechsime, no Eidim Misira is valid. Why? Because Li Yemomen Dim Nahani Yidu Azbaldim Kime Eidim Sage Bid Yechsime Mekomen Bo Azbaldim. Because moment does not require, according to the Rashi, so ordinary moment doesn't require Eidim Lekim Adon. Only in relation to a third party, to whose detriment it is, then it requires Eidim Lekim Adon. But any moment that is not related to a third party to whose detriment it is, so then doesn't require Eidim Lekim Adon. So since ordinarily Momin does not require Eidin Lekim Adon, so we only have the problem of Ashvui Eshtor. So he says that as far as the Ashvui Eshtor question is concerned, So in the second Lashon Teisva says that even Reb Lezer, that says in Misirekar, says, but the Gersime can also validate the Shtar and the Shtakin. But by Get, even though the Get becomes a Shtakin through the Gersime without the Misire, but the Maisa Geirish requires two Eidim Mikimadoro. So if there are no Eidim Misire, so the Geirish is not effective because the Mikimadoro is lacking. And that requires a Riyah of the Misire. So it doesn't require Eidim Mikimadoro. It only requires Eidim to validate the Shtar as the Shtakinyan. So even a limited Reb Lezer who says in the Misire can say, but the Yachsime can also validate the Shtar as the Shtakinyan. Now, the Ktzei says, on the same Kashi, how can we learn out that Kedushin requires to Eidim Mikimadoro for a moment when woman itself does not require Eidim Mikimadoro? So the Ktzei says that the Nachnami, a woman also requires Eidim Mikimadoro, and that's the Pshat al Pishnai Eidim Yokum Dovo. So in other words, the Biru is indispensable towards the validity of the Kinyan. And if there hadn't been a halacha vidoas baldin kimeidim dome, so then any kinyan that is not witnessed by Eidim would be null and void. If there hadn't been in the halacha vidoas baldin kimeidim dome, but there is a halacha vidoas baldin kimeidim dome, so true that the kinyan of momen, let's say mishicha chazoke agboye, any kinyan that requires Eidim Likimadoro. What does it mean it requires Eidim Likimadoro? It means that if a Kinyan is not witnessed by someone who can be Mevareh, so then it's null and void, even though Tla Bishmaya is Galye, that the Kinyan did take place. So in other words, if there hadn't been a Alocha of Yidoas Balinke Meidim Dome, if Ruvein would sell a field to Shimon, and without Eidim, so it would be null and void, even if they would both be made. But there is a halacha vidoas baldin kimeidim dome. So if Reuven comes to Bezdin and he says, I was makne my sode to Shimon, then he is Nemon. So his agode is as effective as agode of Tuedi. So mainly it doesn't make any difference whether the Kinyan is the Akloye is made in the presence of two witnesses who can be Mivareya, or the Akloye is if by Dushin the Baal or the Isha would have full Nemones, not the kind of Nemones that of Shabbin Afshatir Yisurei, which is limited Nemones. This is Nemones only in regard to herself or in regard to himself, but it's not full Nemones. So Mimele, if there had been a locher vidoas baldin, that the Isha has Nemones regarding full alma, not just regarding herself, so then Hamkadesh Beni Levin Atzmo would be valid Dushin. True, there is a locher of Al Pishnai Medim Yochim Dobo and Dobo Dobo. It has to be witnessed by Eidim. But if the Isha would have full Nemones, so every Dushin, even if it's Beni Levin Atzmo, could be verified by the Hagodah of the Isha, by the Hagodah, by the Baal. But the fact is that the Isha does not have full Nemones. She only has limited Nemones of Shavin Afshatech and Yisurei. But she does not have full Nemones. The Baal does not have full Nemones regarding Kula Alme. So mainly that means that if the Baal will say, I was Mekadish this Isha, if the Isha will say, come to Bezdin and say, the Baal was Mekadish me, so then it will not be Nisbare. So mainly since it cannot be Nisbare by the Isha herself or by the Baal herself, so when can it be Nisbare? Only if it's witnessed by Tuelim. So mainly I'm having to be there for the facial illusion. So mainly according to the Ktzei's pshat, we can also explain the Teisve as the Miyush Lechalik in the same similar vein. In other words, first Teisve says to Alachas, the first portion of Teisve says to Alachas, that Eidim Misira are required by Ged Begereshni, Valim Dere Meir, because of Indom Shabel, of course, Mishnah, Yom Kima.
And the second is that Teisva says, mentions in the first lashon is that if mishtabaton eali with the Reb Lezer must have the misire, and if he doesn't have the misire, it doesn't receive. It's not valid because a shtar kiyen can only become validated by through the misire, not through the receive. Then Teisva says in the second lashon, miyish lechalei. As far as the first thing that the first lashon says, the second lashon agrees that Gerishin requires a misire in Malim Rameya. So Mele, a get that has either seen a noise in misire, is not valid even according to Rameya, certainly according to Rameya. But in regard to the second thing that Teisves mentioned in the first lotion, so in the second lotion, Teisves says something else. And Teisves says that even though Rameya says in misire kalse, but in misire is also kalse. So Mele is tamatone. So it's valid with the Yersime without the Yersime. But a get that has a Yersime and no Yersime is not valid because of Indovash of Alphos Mishnayim, Lichimadovo. So then you ask, but as the Xay says, so Matone also requires Biro Lichimadovo. Lichimadovo. The answer is it requires a Lichimadovo, but not Afkeidi. Nemones of the Kiyum Adoro. Anyone who has Nemones. So even without Eidin, the Baldin himself can be devoured. So there is the Kiyum Adoro. Mashenike, by Gevishin and by Gdushin, so there is no full Nemones by the Baal of the Isha, because it's Havlach Rine. So Memele, we require Eidin, the Kiyum Adoro. So if it has a Dirsime and no Eidin Misire, so the Gevishin is not valid because it's not witness. The Maisa Gereshin is not observed by Torah. Now, so then you can ask a Moreshah, according to the Ktzeis. The Ktzeis says that if Momin requires a Nikimadar, if Momin requires a Nikimadar, the same way as Dushin Gereshin. But by Momin, there is always a Dilikim Adoro, whether it's Eidin or the Balvin. He's also Eidin, Kimei Eidin Dom. So he has as much credibility as Eidin. So Mimele, every time a Balvin makes a Kinyan, or is Mishayim himself, or does something that imposes upon him a certain Chiyu, so Mimele, it's witnessed by himself, and he is in a position to be Mivarit. So Mimele, there is a Dilikim Adoro. But by Kedushin and Gerushin, the Baldin cannot be Mivarer. So when is it witnessed by someone who can be Mivarer, only if there are Eidim. But if there are no Eidim, even if there is a Nedechot, he wouldn't have the money, he couldn't be Mivarer. So Mimele, there is no Dilikim Adoro. So the question arises, so then Teisves should say that by Shtamatone, Teisves here only says that Shtamatone that says Eder Sime without any Misire is good. Because Eder Sime is also Kalsi. But by Gershon it's not good because Ilikim Adoro is lacking. But by Shtamatone, there is Ilikim Adoro because of Vidor's Baldin. So Teisves only says that in regard to Shtamatone that has Eder Sime, Teisves should go one step further. And Teisves should say that Eshtar Matone that was not written with Chsav Yodei of the Nesi, and has no Eidim Misire, and there's no Eidich Sime, but it was Nimsa, the Eshtar Matone that was written with Chsav Sefer, and there it was written in the text of Eshtar Matone, Sodim Yechol, Ani Ruvein, Ani Michel Oches HaSode, Leishime, Vechoshime. So, and has no Eidich Sime, no Eidim Misire, but it was Nimsa. So Mimele, since it can be verified by the Nesim coming to Bezdin and tell Bezdin that he was Meisir, a text of Ishtar Matonim that was not signed by anybody, but was written with the Ksav Sefer. So Mimele, he'll be Nemon. So it should be a valid star. The answer is, the Ktzeis only says that in regard to the requirement of Eidim, Rikim Adovo. So it's not Aloche Dafke of Eidim Rikim Adovo, it's Aloche that it has to be witnessed by someone who has the monies. But in regard to the Ashwir Shtore, the Ktzeit says in Simon Veis, there, in order to become a Chepzer Mishtar, it has to have Eidim, not just the monies. Not just the monies. It has to have Eidim. But if, let's say, if there is, so in the case where the Shtar Matone is written with Ksav Yodei, then the Ktzeis would be made. If the Shtar Matone would be written with Ksav Yodei of the Neis, and no Ilechsim and no Eidim Sire, then the Ktzeis would be made that it would be a valid Shtar Matone. Because then there is Nemones inside the Shtar. Mashem came. If the Shtar is written with Ksav Sefer and it is has no Eidim and it has no Eidim Sire, so it doesn't have an Eidim. It just has the Misire was witnessed by the Baldin himself, and he is the monist. But what will he be Mivare? He'll be Mivare that he was Meisir, a piece of paper, a worthless piece of paper. So Memele, so Memele, it's not a Hefzer Mishtar. In order to become a Hefzer Mishtar, it must have either a Yechsime or a Misire or Ksav Yodei of the Meisir. But if it's not written with Ksav Yodei of the Neisim, nor is it signed by the Chsime, nor does it have any Misire, then it's not a Chetzer Mishtar. But why couldn't we say, just as the Ktzei says, that in regard to the Aloche of Eidim Rikim Adovo, so not only if the Kinyan is witnessed by Eidim, who can be Mivarev through their Agode, but if the Kinyan is witnessed by the Baldin himself, who can be Mivarev through Idoaz Baldin, so the Mele, it also fulfills the requirement of the Kima the law. So why shouldn't we say in regard to Ashwir Shtore? So the Ktzei distinguishes. Ashwir Shtore, in order to become a Chepzer Mishtar, so it must be either, it must have either Eidim, so either in the Chsime or in Sire, or Ksav Yodei. Or Ksav Yodei. So Ksav Yodei, even though it's not Eidim, so it can also become a Chepzer. A Chepzer Mishtar. Mashiach, if it's written in Ksav Sefer, and there's no Eidim Sire, and there's no Eidim Sire, but it was Nimsa by the Baldin, by the Mason, and the Baldin is Nemo, so then it means that
the Imre Neishem, I'm skeptical about that one.
But he mentions in the name of Reb Chaim.
Reb Chaim said, I'm the Rambam. I'm the Rambam. In Hilchas Mechira. The Rambam says in Pirkei Aleph Hilchas Mechira, Aloche Zayin. Kitzad Mishta. Kosav Le'Yelanyo, El Acheres, O Yalo Ole, Sodin Usunaloch, Sodin Mechuraloch, Kivin She'Igi Ashtal Yodei Kon. אף על פי שאין שום עדים כלל, ואף על פי שאין השטר שווה כלום. So the Rambam says, so it's a good שטר מתונה. If he wrote על היור, על החרס, סודים מחוץ סונולוך, סודים מחור הלוך. כיוון שהגיע השטר ויודע איסקון. כיוון שהגיע השטר ליודע איסקון. So, אף על פי שאין שום עדים כלל. So that means, that even though it has no Eidim, and some assume that when the Rambam says Afropishein Shom Eidim Klal means not only there is no, it has no Eidim Chsime, it doesn't even have in the Messire, because if the Rambam had meant just there is no Idrsime, he shouldn't use the expression klal. What did he say? Avo pishen shomeinim klal. Avo pishen shomeinim. The Rambam emphasizes Avo pishen shomeinim klal. What does it mean klal? Neither Idrsime nor in the Messire. Nor in the Messire. It's still Ivel Mishtamaton. So why is it Ivel Mishtamaton? Now, the information mentions in the name of Reb Chaim. I'm skeptical about it because it's inconsistent with what I heard from my father, Zechariah Lebroch, in the name of Reb Chaim. So I'm skeptical about it. I'm not Chas V'Sholem saying that he fabricated the story, but you know, sometimes it's Mipia Shmuo, so one says he heard it from this one, and this one said he heard it from that one, Reb Chaim said, and Reb Chaim never said it. So I'm very skeptical about it. But anyway, the Imre Meisha says that Reb Chaim said that, in other words, that just as the Ktzeis says in regard to Indor Shebeor Pochas Mishnayim, that it doesn't mean it has to be witnessed by Edim Davke. It can be witnessed by, as long as it's witnessed by someone who has credibility. So by Gdushin and Gereshin, the Baal and the Isho have no credibility. Mashim because it's Chavlachinik. Mashim came by Momay. So if it's witnessed by Mason, so he also has credibility. So Momay it's considered like as if the Kinyan had begun with the Edi. So in regard to Ashmi Shtore, we can say the same thing. A similar story. That in other words, true that it has in order to become a Hefzer of Ishtar. So it must be signed by the Chassime or be witnessed, the Messire must be witnessed by Edim, but even if it's not signed by the Chassime, and it's not witnessed by the Messire, but the Messire himself witnesses it. So the Melech, and he has credibility because he does what he can aid on it, it becomes a Hefzer of Ishtartu. So the Melech, that's the Shittas Rambam. Kesem Mishtar, Kosem Riyar, Yor, Lacheres, Riyar, Oles, Sodi Nisun, Loch, Sodi Mechur, Loch, Kibim, Shehidi, Ashtar, Liyode, Ikone, Aval, Pi, Shein, Shomein, Im, Klau. So now it's even though it was written, mixed up, sink there, and no Yidr Sime, no Yidr Sime, so it's a relish Tamatone. But, without Hades, it's not a Chefze Mishtar, and it has no Hades, the answer is Hades doesn't mean that Hades. Hades means someone who has the monies. So Mimele, if the Nason himself would come and say, I was Meiseyer, this Shtamatone that was written in Safsefer, to the Mikam, he would be there. So Mimele, the fact that he can be Mibare of this Misire, by his own testimony, so that's like a Misire Mifnei. That is Shidas Rav. Mimele, so the information says, that in regard to this Teisves here, the Talet, in regard to Teisves Dafyud, the Teisves says that the Shlamatoni is kosher b'idoas Neisein, it means, even if it has no Eder Sime, even if it has no Eder Sime, even if it's not Tzav Yodei, just Tzav Seifer, but since the Neisein can be Mevar the Misire, so it's a good Shlam. But of course, the Tzeis and the Nisives, they both say that if Ishtar Matone was written in Ksav Sefer, and it was not signed by Yersime, not Nimsav Echlin in Sire, so then it's a Chasbe Baume, just a piece of paper. So, in other words, he has to be Meiser Ishtar. So, in other words, but if there are no Eidim, he's not Meiser Ishtar, he's Meiser Chasbe Baume. So when it comes to Bezni, and he testifies that it was Meiser that Shtar, in effect, he will be testifying that it was Meiser Chasbe Baume. This is what the Ktzeis and the Nisim say. So they say the Kambam. And the Raya is the Rambam. And then they mention the name of Reb Chaim. Now, and then Rabbi Shapiro in his Sefer, so he says that the Beor Agro says that when the Rambam says Ketzad Mishtar, Kosav Liyal Yo, or Yal Achetes, or Yal Ole, Sodi Nisunaloch, Sodi Mechuloch, Kipi Shiki Ashtar Yodei Kone, Kitzom Mekon, Ava Pishi Yim Mekal, the Rambam is reference to a case where it was not written Mixab Yodei, and not signed by Yersime, and not
But just because the Nesin himself is Ne'eman, so the fact that this Mesira is witnessed by the Nesin, so that in itself is like an Mesira. And he says in the Kosev. Now, the Kosev doesn't say it. You see, the Mechaber mentions this din of the Rambam, and he copied the Lashon of the Rambam, the Mechaber. Now this is mentioned by the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph. So Afal Pi Shein Olvidim Klal, so the Kohen says the first derech is to say everything briefly in a few words. So he says Ki Mivuah B'Simen Kuf Pites to Simonim. Now what does the Mechaber say in Simen Kuf Pites? The Mechaber says in Simen Kuf Pites, he says that he does all these kinyanim. This is what Mechaber says in Simen Kuf Pites. But I think that the Pshat in the Kohen is this: the Pshat in the Kohen and the Pshat in the Rambam. When the Rambam says Kesav Bishtar Kosav Leilan Yorel Acheres, the Rambam means Kosav Leil Bichsav Yodelan Yorel Acheres. Kosav Leil Bichsav Yodelan Yorel Acheres. Aval Av Oyalo Olen Sodim Yisunelach. And I think that the reason as to why so many Rosh Hashivas, great Rosh Hashivas, mention the name of Rav Chaim, because I heard from the father of the name of Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim says that if it is Tamatone, it is Nisab, Nisab Yodin. So when he does by being inherent in the Nisab, then it is Nisab Tamatone. So maybe, I suppose, through the circulation, so someone mentioned that Rav Chaim said even if the Doye was later invested, or even if there was no ultimately the Doye invested, the fact that it can be Nisbare by the Doye, but that's enough. Anyway, so what the Gom means, I think what the Gom means, that the Gom also means that Kosav. What does Kosavlei mean? Bichsav Yodei Kosavlei. Not Bichsav Sefer. I mean the ordinary connotation of Kosavlei is Bichsav Yodei. Kosavlei. Alan Yor El Acheres Bichsav Yodei. So Memele, the Doye is inherent in the Shtar. So Memele, Bichsav Yodei is a valid Shtar Kinyan. The Rajbo Shite is that Shtar, that Bichsav Yodei, so is valid only in get because of his special zakosot. So that it was chelik, but by shtar matone, certainly that k'tav yode is a good shtar, because by shtar matone we don't have to resort to a special zakosot. We don't have a special zakosot by shtar matone. Only by get we have a special zakosot. But by shtar matone, since it does valid in kineidim domi, so the melee, the k'tav yode itself is akoresini. So it's like in Echsime. So this is what the Gros says. Kimivuya b'sime kuf pites. So in Sime kuf pites, the Mechaber mentions the aloche of idoaz valin kimeidim dome. So that's the reason as to why kosav b'chsav yodei. So it's another shtar. But if it's not kosav b'chsav yodei, not at all, and no in Echsime, no in Echsime, so it's a chasne ba'ome. And the Tzei says, and the Sime says, they all say that. Yes. No, that means the paper is worth less than a prutin. Oh. Alright, now. But if we explain the tasteless this way, in other words, that the Miu Yish Lechalik says, differs from the first portion. Whereas in the first portion, tasteless said, mentioned 2 hours. That in regard to Dovah Shebe'al Pachas Mishtayim. So the Aloch is it must have a derie of the Gerash. And if it has a Yechsime, so it doesn't fulfill the requirement of Eidim Likimado. Contrary to the Shires Arif. Because the Shires Arif is that since the Yechsime are in the Biur and the Mesire, so not only does it fulfill the requirement of Hashvuyish Dore, of the Mesire Karsi invalidating the Shtar, it also satisfies the requirement under the Haloche of in Dovah Shebe'al Pachas Mishtayim Likim Adobo. But the Shita of Rav Netanya is no. In Likim Adobo must must have a Yerir, not just a Yibiru, a Yerir. So, take this in the first Loshon. So, and so far we explained the Tesis, Miyu Yishlech Aleinu, on the basis that whereas in the first Loshon, Tesis mentioned two halachas. Number one, that even Aleinu D'Rameya, we require in the Misire, because in Dovah Sheveh Alfos Mishnah implies that Dushin Gerashin must have a Yerir. And if it's not witnessed by the Rie, so if it's not observed by him, then the Kedushin and the Gerashin is null and void. That's one halacha. Second halacha is that it must have a Misire, and the Misire cannot validate it into Ishtakim. So the second motion says, no, in regard to the Lashon HaRavos Mishnayim, the second motion agrees with the first motion, that it, in order that the Kedushin and Gerashin should be valid, it must be witnessed by the Rie. But, and the Yechsime can be in the Biro, but they are not in the Rie of the Gersh. But in regard to the second proposition that takes with mention the first motion, the second motion is Chelik. And he says that as far as Ashwi Shtor is concerned, so according to Rav Lezer, it can be validated into a Shtakinian, either by the Misire or by the Chsime. So in English, Tamatone says the Chsime, it does not have any Misire, so it's fine, it's valid. Because as far as Ashwi Shtor is concerned, it can become valid through Eid Misire or Eid Chsime, as the Ramban says. But the second question in Teisves is Chelik and Ramban in Mundi. The Ramban Shite is that as far as in Dovah Sheveh Alfos Mishnah is concerned. So that can be satisfied, this requirement can be satisfied through Eid Chsime becoming Eid Biro and the Misire. So Tratis Vishite in the second motion, that's Rabbi Netam Shite, that as far as the requirement of Dovah Sheveh Alfos Prophet Mishnayim, Mikim Adobo is concerned, so it means Davke Yidavi. So Memele, by Gerashin Yachsim without the Misiri is not good, but by Shtam Aton it is good for the same Lomdes as the Ramban. Whether we explain it according to the Shite of the Rashbo, according to the Shite of the Tzeis, which I think is the Shite of the Ramban in Dushin. But then it will follow that the Miu Yesh Lechalik holds that Eilich, that when Rav Lezer says, Eilich Sinekase, Eilich Sinekase, he means after the Sinekase, as the Ramban says. Now, there is a certain, let's see, the Tesis of Rosh. And Gittin mentions the same thing, but the order in which he formulated is different than the order in which our Tesis formulated. Our Tesis first mentions the Raya that according to Rebbe Lezer, who says, Eidim Sire Kalase, according to Rebbe Lezer, who says, Eidim Sire Kalase, so only Eidim Sire Kalase, but Eidim Sime is not Kalase. And he mentions the Raya from Shnayim Sheshofu Shnegitim. Now, so the Raya from Shnayim Sheshofu Shnegitim is not based upon the Aloha of Dovah Sheveh Alfos Mishnayim, that's based upon the Aloha of Ashwi Yishtor. Then he says, Miu Yesh Lechalik. So then the question arises, if Teisa says Miu Yesh Lechalik, and the Tzeit himself says the similar base, that in the Miu Yesh Lechalik Teisus is saying that as far as Ashwi Yishtor is concerned, so it can become validated into Ishtakiyah for the Nechsime also, not only for the Nevisire. So then there is a Kashi on the Gemore of Shnayim Shishon Shnegitim Shusei and Shovim Nisavu. So then we'll say in the Chaname that the Miu Yesh Lechalik will say that there is no Raya from the Gemore of Shnayim Shesholchu Shnegitim. Why isn't there a Raya? As the Ramban refutes that Raya. Well, how does the Ramban dispose of the Raya of Teisves? He says that there is no Raya. That too, according to Rav Lezer, who says in Misri Kase, so the Chsime is certainly Kase, but after Misri Kase. But then you ask, so why does Rav Yirmiyah say that this Mishnah of Shnayim Sheshofu Shnegitim V'Nisavu Nesim Shnei Mezu can only accord with Rebbe Meir, but cannot accord with Rebbe Lezer, but But if we say that according to Rav Lezer, Toidich Sime is Karze, so just as it can accord with Rav Meir, if it's Mishloshim, so it should accord with Rav Lezer also if it's Mishloshim. So Rav Lezer says, no. According to Rav Meir, who says that Toidich Sime Karze, so the Kosav, it has reference only to the Chesime. So the Messira does not have to be Mishmo. Mashenkin according to Rav Lezer, who says that in Messira Karze, so you don't even need the Chesime. So obviously when the Torah says because of it has reference to the Chesime, if because of it has reference to the Chesime, and the Chesime has to be Mishmo, so it has reference to the Messina also. And in other words, it relates to Mashalifono, the law modifies the expression Lifonov, and it modifies the expression Achor. So according to Rav Lezer, that we see the Karase, so when the Torah says, because of law, we know some Sefer Kriyos V'Yodo, so the law modifies the because of the Ktzive, and Lachor. The we know some Sefer Kriyos V'Yodo. So the Nisina also has to be Lishmo. If it's Nisavu, it's not Nisina Lishmo. So in Meile, we could say that when Teitzve says, Miyu Yish Lechalek, so then Teitzve agrees with the Shita of the Rambam that as far as Ashwi's story is concerned, so then it can become a velish takiyin for the Chesime also. But then you ask, but by get it's not good if I live in Ramea because of Indola Shalom Pach Mishnaim. But then you ask, so how about the Gemara of Shnaim Shok Shnikidim Nisavu? So Rabbi Yomir says that it cannot accord with Rav Lezer, but since the Chesime can also make it valid, can validate it into a valid Shtar Gereshin. So just as it can accord, just as the Mishnah can agree with Rav Meir, it should agree with Rav Lezer too. So Teisves in the Mirish Lechalik Roshan will say with what Rambam said. We can explain it in that way. So that is all right in the Teisves because of the order in which Teisves formulated. But let's see how the order in which the Teisves of Rosh formulated. The same thing the Teisves says, but in a different order. Mamish, the same washing, but the order is different. So he said, "Ufichoch toch lizoyer sheimisine bishas misine saget diyu kase ve'avakadiki dersime ve'avakadiki dersime." We must have the misine. We must have the migrash. And then he says, "V'chein shtam aton eskarke u'shtam mecher." So the Nisuniloch, Shehu Viki and Karake, any male, in Loisha Nosne, Bifnei, then he said, Avo, Munish Mechalik, Ling Yemomain, the Mahani to us both in Kimaidim, Sagame Vidersim, we came to us best, we will boy any Messire, Avo Vitush, no Vigavishin, we Mahani to us both in. Mishin Mechayev Achine, Bivdushin Yosol Akul Alme, and Ligirish Yosol Alak Kein, like Teisves. But where did Teisves mention the Raya from Shnaim Shoshov Shnekit Nisavu? At the beginning, before he said Vichem Maton, and then at the end he says Miyunish Lachalot. But the Teisves of Rosh, he mentions the same thing that Teisves, and he says Vichem Shtam Maton Eskar. Okay. And then he says, Yiddish Lechalei, and then after that he says, V'chein uchach lekamo mematlifin dam garish, shnayim sheshoku shnegidim, sheshmoseyem shovim, nesem shneem lozu ubeim lozu, v'koma v'gmore hodl ekrableza, do liyade in misirah v'hayim raiv mekashe, avu rabbi yoniche, v'al kocho b'shin shovim ligam raiv, elo b'shelosh niget, elo shashliach in umake b'shmoseyem shovim. So in other words, so in the Rosh we cannot say this pshat. In Teisves, so we can explain Teisves, that first Teisves says two halachas. First, not like the Rambam, that in order to validate it into Ishtar Kinyan, only the Messina can validate it into Ishtar Kinyan, and the Chesime cannot validate Ishtar Kinyan. So the Mele, even even by Shtamatone, the Chsimah without Nisir is not valid. And another aloche, that by Geva Shnivim Alev the Rameya we must have any Nisir, because of the Kimatoma. And then the second Loshni says, no, that by Geva Shnivim Alev the Rameya we must have any Nisir, because of the Kimatoma requirement. But by in regard to the question of Ashwish Dore, so in the second motion he says like the Rambam. But then the question of Ayu, but Tesis itself mentions the Raya from Shnaim Sheshoku Shnegitim, and that Raya is based upon Ashwish Dore aspect, not upon Dore Shebe'alvo, Pochas Mishnaim aspect. So the answer is, in the Miyudish Lechalek, Teisves agrees with the Ramban that there is no raya from the Gemara of Shnayim Shochet. We can say that in Teisves, but in the Teisves of Rosh we cannot say that, because the order of the Teisves of Rosh is different. And Teisves of Rosh first he mentions this aloche, that ishtar, that the ishtar that says in the Chesim and in the Messiah is not valid, and that is true of Shtar Matone also. Then he says, "Miu yesh bechalik, maybe by Shtar Matone it is valid." And then he mentions the Raya, but by Gevashin it's certainly not valid. By Gevashin it's certainly not valid. And then he mentions the Raya from Shnayim Sheshoku Shnegit. So it appears from the order of the Tesis of Rosh that this Raya from Shnayim Sheshoku Shnegit is true according to both machines. But according to the Pshat we mentioned in Teitzves, this Raya is only true according to the first motion in Teitzves, not according to the second motion. So in other words, so apparently, Teitzves is saying, certainly Teitzves Rosh is saying something else. In other words, the Teitzves Rosh, Mimele, Teitzves, the same thing. Why should we say that there is a machlokes between Teitzves and Teitzves Rosh, when Teitzves Rosh mamish copies the lotion of Teitzves? In everything, except that the order in which he formulates it is different. So we have to say, so from the Tetzvah of Rosh it appears that when Tetzvah says Miu Yesh Lechalek, Tetzvah is not Chalek. Now Tetzvah in the first Loshon mentions two propositions. One proposition in regard to in Dovah Shebe'al Pachs Mishnayim, that in Dovah Shebe'al Pachs Mishnayim means that Gereshin or Gdushin has to be witnessed by the Rin, not by the Bill. It has to be witnessed by the Rin. So the Mele in the Chesim without any Messire, they can be good in the Bill, they the Chesim, but on the Messire. But they cannot be in the Rin, they cannot testify and say, we saw the Gdushin, we saw the Gereshin. They themselves might not even know whether the Gdushin took place or the Gereshin took place. Let's say the Gdushin took place to a Shtar, not to Kesef. So the Nechzime wouldn't be able to tell whether the Gdushin took place or not. They only know they signed the Shtar. So that's one of the Tesis mentions in the first Loshon. And then Tesis mentions another proposition in the first Loshon, that as far as Ashwish Tore is concerned, so it can become valid as a Shtar, Kinyan, only through the Messiah. Not way the chesim. So then the question arises, so why does Tesis say Miu Yesh Lechalek during the moment the Mahani does Bogim Kineidim Stanya Be Dechzime? Why? But if the second Loshon agrees with both Aloches, and from Tesis Rosh we see that the second Loshon agrees with both Aloches, because he mentions the Raya of Shnayim Sheshoku Shnegitim after the Miu Yesh Lechalek. So you can see the pshat is as follows. Now, this is mentioned by the Ktzeis and the Ktzeis, that if Ishtar Matoni is written in Ksav Yodei, even though he doesn't have a Chasime, and he doesn't have a Ksime, but if it's written in Ksav Yodei, then it's a good Ishtar. But he doesn't have a Yidin, the answer is, as long as the Nemones, the Hagodei, is inherent in the Ishtar, then it's like in the Chesime. What's the Yichas with the Chesime? Because in the Chesime, Anemo. And if it's not your day, so it does not mean you made in Dome. So it's also in the Chesime. So it's all in the Chesime. But, Chesime
So the meaning of the being that he was made on the first circumstances and the Zira that is making Daniel the Apostle, and the Zira that is making the presence of Angel. When the Zira is making the presence of Angel, so there is Angel's back. It's Angel's back because they have no motive to suppress it and to withhold it. So the Zira is considered as a result star by virtue of the fact that they are invoking the power. God is nothing from the presence of Angel. So, who is taking power by the figure? But the question is he willing to be the power? Maybe he's not willing to be the power. So the name of the king, that the mysterious is the mysterious that is not a mysterious, how he never seen the power. So then, nothing that is done. So in another way, it's not that the strength in the mysterious they hold contrary to the relation in the nature hold. It doesn't make any difference whether infinity is bowed by the angel or infinity is bowed as it might be. There's no. So,
and take the first watchman, the second watchman,
And the fifth Rosh it is that one of the seven is in the Karte, he means only the ancient spirit, the melody, the sound, and the sound. And the Chimet per se cannot validate the sound. But what does the Yisrael mean? The Yisrael means that the reading, they have to have the Chalisha reading. And if it can be, if it is his father who is not for me, so it's not quite the Yisrael. But, so then you ask, so then we have to feel like the information that you need to know the Chimet and know the Yisrael and not have your...